My name is Sarah Ross, and my husband and I farm in southwest Iowa. We raise corn and soybeans and have a cow-calf operation there.
Now, I'll have you mention the most important part of this, and the reason that you're calling is what?
Well, the reason I'm calling today is I'm actually the Midwest region winner for the America's Farmers Mom of the Year, which is presented by Monsanto. And yeah, it's quite the program I'm finding out. I just got the word last week that I was a Midwest regional winner, and yeah, it's there's four other ladies, and everybody is a fantastic farm mom. So it's very high honor that I'm very proud to have received.
How do you feel about being chosen?
Well, first of all, it was a surprise. My cousin actually nominated me. So when I got the phone call, I was kind of in shock, but I'm very honored to have received this award. We're just moms. We live on the farm. You know, we don't think much of it, but to be recognized as a farm mom and everything that we do is you know, it's quite the honor.
Tell me about your life on the farm.
Well, I actually grew up in town, so when I met and married a farmer from Iowa, I had a lot of learning to do. So over the last 8 or 9 years or so, I've been living on the farm. My husband's a sixth-generation farmer. We're raising the seventh generation on our farm in Iowa. I actually have a full-time off-the-farm job with my family's insurance business, but I help out where I'm needed on the farm. I get to do all the fun accounting and business planning and things like that, but I also can drive a tractor and help with all the cattle and everything like that too. So, but a big thing I like to do is speak out about agriculture, and I've been involved in the Common Ground program over the last 5 years. So I get to do a lot of traveling and talking about our family farm and what it's like and why we make the decisions we do. And I've done that, you know, statewide, nationally, and also internationally.
That sounds interesting. I want to hear just a little bit more about that. And I want to hear why you think it's important that you should be a face to your farm, representing your farm to others. So what's important about that?
Well, I think it's very important because consumers are really wanting to know where their food comes from. They really want to know who's behind producing the food that they're buying in the grocery stores or at the farmers markets. So, you know, being able to be a spokesperson for our industry, and it's not just me, there's many farmers out there that are doing this now. It's great because we can talk to consumers face to face or over social media, and have a conversation with them, you know, be a resource for them. If they have a question about how their food is grown and raised, they know that they can turn to a farmer and, you know, ask them those specific questions and get honest answers.
Let's go back to 8 years when you began your life on the farm. So what was the biggest eye-opener for you?
Well, growing up in town, you know, my parents had, you know, a job that, you know, they went to work in the morning, came home at night. Well, farming is around the clock. So that was the biggest eye-opener is, you know, farming is 24/7, especially certain times of the year when we're calving going out and checking on the mama cows that are, you know, having their babies is around the clock job. And, you know, just there's different commitments that might not be able to make because, you know, farming comes first. The animals come first. A lot of times, you know, we might be late to a holiday dinner or something like that because, you know, cow number 14 was having her calf and needed some assistance or something like that. So, farming comes first when you're a farmer, and that was definitely an eye-opener, but I have grown to love this way of life, and, you know, being able to raise our children on the farm I'm very happy that we're able to do that.
And I was just going to ask, do you like this life?
Yes, I do. Like I said, I grew up in town, and I loved growing up in town, but I also love watching my boys grow up on the farm, and they are learning so much. My 5-year-old it can give me directions on what to do when, driving a tractor or something like that. So they probably know more about, the day-to-day operations with driving the tractor or going out and and driving the four-wheeler or whatever than I do. But I just love, they get so many different opportunities than I had growing up in town. But, you know, growing up in town was great, too. I love that.
A little bit back to being a spokesman for agriculture in general, you find opportunities where you can explain topics like GMOs, animal care, biotechnology. So how do you explain that to someone who has no experience in it and may be opposed to such technologies?
Well, a lot of times, if somebody is opposed to those types of technologies, I want to find out why. You know, ask them, you know, first of all, like what they know about it, and then kind of get to the root of why they're opposed to it, because there's a reason. I've come across reasons, you know, friends, good friends that I grew up with, that there was a specific reason behind why they were opposed. And once we got to talking about it and helping, you know, them understand what exactly biotechnology is and why we use it, you know, we both kind of come to the understanding, you know, of why they, you know, fear it, and then they come to understanding of why it's actually a good resource for farmers to use.
So now we begin the next phase of this award. What happens now?
Well, just this morning they announced the five regional winners publicly. So you can go to the website, americasfarmers.com, and there's a place where you can read about the five regional winners, and there's also voting. So voting is open from today until May 5th. And the voting is going towards picking a national winner out of the five of us. So I guess you can vote once a day per email address is what I was told.
And so I would imagine through this that you're also encouraging people to give you their vote on this.
I would appreciate the vote, but honestly, the other four women are fabulous ladies too. You know, we're all moms. We all work on the farm. You know, we just do our job, but they all have, you know, great qualities too. So, but yes, I would appreciate the vote also.
So I take it you've met the other finalists.
Yes. Yep. We are all here together. We just met yesterday morning, and we're here today also together. So,
what would you say is the common thread among you?
Our passion for agriculture. We all come from different farming backgrounds, and but we're all very passionate about agriculture and telling our story. So. That's our common thread.